I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning!
I didn't put any powder on today.
Welcome to the Cali and Hoddo. Don't you hate when I say my name like Hoddo?
Hoddo.
Guys, welcome to Oversharers Club.
Start that again. Kelly, I don't think you understand right now. I'm in so much pain.
Colton's just done a burp. Colton's just rushed a haram sandwich. Chicken, guys.
It's true, guys. I ate halal chicken.
Colton just rushed a sandwich in the car and now she feels congested. Is that the word?
No, it's not congested. No, I'm in.
You've got gastry.
Yes, I'm in what actual is pain. Is it? It's not gastritis, is it?
You've got heartburn.
No, I can feel it right here. My stomach.
Right, Colton is stretching at the moment. She looks like she's about to give birth. Show me what your birth position would look like. Is that your birth position? You know, it's really good to give birth that way.
Like this?
Yeah.
My legs spread
on your knees, spread wide, sat down like that on a squat position. It's the perfect position to give birth in. They make people think lying back on the bed will just tear you up. Literally. And then they just bring up the baby like Courtney did. Good evening. What are we saying? Anyway, hello guys. Welcome to the Oversharers Podcast. My name is Hava.
And if you don't already know, my name is Colton.
And we are Cali and Hoddo.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Alvidazen.
Alvidazen. So today we're going to be discussing quite a few things, aren't we, Hava? Number one, I just quickly want to mention, do you know what I watched last night?
What?
And you know when you watch something back after years of not watching it and then you realise how rubbish it is? So I watched Save the Last Dance.
Oh my God, I don't know how. And you know, it not cringy?
It's so cringy. But you know when I was young, I thought those dance moves were sick.
I used to think Honey's dance moves were futuristic. I was like, I'm in love with Honey.
So cringe. So basically, Julia Stiles, if you guys don't know the plot, she's, you know, her mum passes away. She moves to a really rough part of town with her dad.
She moves to the hood.
Anyway, whilst in the hood, she has to go to a new school. And in the school, she meets loads of people. They go to a club one night. She gets really shy because obviously they all dance quite different to her. And she's used to dancing ballet, isn't she? So she gets help dancing from this guy who is the love interest. So anyway, when they're practicing the dance moves, I swear to God, I was like, I can't watch this. And all you see is just her. She's doing weird stuff like this. And then she's doing like, honestly, it's so cringe. And even the, you know, the final dance thing that she did, I swear to God, when I was in secondary school, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a masterpiece. I watched it back last night, yeah. And I was like, why is she going like this? At one point she went. And I was like, why did I ever think this was cool?
No, I recently watched Honey with, what's her name? Something Elba.
Jessica.
Is it Jessica Alba?
Yeah, Jessica.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, something Alba. Anyway, I used to think Honey was the shit.
Same.
Help me.
Don't make me rewatch Honey because I swear to God, you're going to ruin my childhood.
I watched it last night and it was the most, not last night, I watched it recently, but it was the most cringiest shit I've ever seen in my life. Her dancing was mid. It was actually mid.
No, I'm sorry. All those dance movies from that era are mid. When you watch them back, you realise how...
No, but you know which one was good? Step Up. The one with the water. And he goes...
I can't even laugh. My stomach.
Oh, my God. That Step Up was so good. I tried to do that move in my room
with
so
with the guy
long.
With the curly hair.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't the first Step Up, though.
That was third.
Third. Honestly, so cringe.
But yeah.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking, how do these actors and actresses watch these films back? Because Julia Stiles must be crying.
But she was also in that movie with Heath Ledger.
10 Things I Hate About You, I think, is one of the greatest rom-coms of all time.
You know
Correct
what?
Me if I'm wrong.
Top! We're going to do something here, guys. Top 3 rom-coms now.
Of all time, that's difficult, but 10 Things I Hate About You is in there.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Crazy Stupid Love. I can watch that all the time.
Really?
I can always rewatch Crazy Stupid Love.
Ryan Gosling's character is very attractive. It makes him more attractive, I think. But carry on.
And then I'm going to go with... Oh, this is so... Such, do you know how tough this is? Greatest rom-com of all time.
No, not all time. Something that you like. Top three.
Okay, so 10 Things I Hate About You. Crazy Stupid Love.
Okay, should I do mine?
Okay, go
on. Okay, mine are... Number one, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I actually love
mid,
that.
Mid,
are
mid.
Are you mad? Kate mid. Hudson and Matthew McConaughey.
No.
Second one for me is He's Just Not That Into You.
He's just not. Oh. Good. Actually, that's actually quite a good one. I like that one.
And then there's another one with the actress from He's Not That Into You and Kate Hudson. And it's two best friends. A best friend is getting married to this guy, but then the other best friend starts to like the guy. Then they start.
I know exactly.
What is that called?
Oh, is it? It's not Bride Wars. Is it Bride Wars?
No.
No.
But that's a good movie as well. That's my a comfort for me.
My third one is She's the Man. I always watch She's the Man.
That's cute. It's
I just really love Amanda Bynes. Like, I really, really loved her growing up. Right. And I'm sad. I'm really upset that Amanda Bynes is, you know, gone through what she's gone through. I hope she's okay. Yeah, I really hope she's okay.
Something Borrowed. That's what it was called.
That's good.
That's a cute one.
No, but there's loads. You know what?
There's
really
loads,
hard.
But those are the ones that are like in my
I
head.
I love My Best Friend's Wedding. I love My
Serendipity.
Best
Friend's
Wedding. Serendipity.
Is
10 out of 10.
Serendipity. I love 10 out of 10. What else? Oh my God. I've watched so many rom-coms.
Love and Other Drugs. Love and Other Drugs.
Anne Hathaway's acting,
Hath?
The chemistry between her and Jake Gyllenhaal.
She's so beautiful in that film. You know, she's got the curly hair. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's wearing the robe. Mm-hmm. And also her and Jake Gyllenhaal. Eli, I'm trying to cast on Clona Siemi. Actually, no, 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 I don't want to.
That
sickness.
Was very toxic.
Yeah.
And she was sick as well.
She was really like, unwell.
I love that one as well. There's so many.
I don't like any of these.
I'm trying to think of people that I felt like had amazing chemistry.
Did you like Love Actually?
Never.
Yeah.
It's all right. I was never a Love Actually girl.
What did you think of?
I've never liked any of the Bridget Jones.
I loved Bridget Jones.
I never liked any.
I was obsessed.
It just doesn't do it to me.
With Bridget Jones's Diary. And I used to have a DVD player. One of those portable ones.
I remember
ones.
Your house used to have bare DVDs.
I used to have a portable DVD player, and there was one week that I watched Bridget Jones's Diary, just the first one, because the rest is shit, 6 times.
That's shocking. My last one's going to be, it's a love story, but it's quite sad. It's called The Memoirs of a Geisha. It's actually really sad.
Oh, I haven't actually seen that.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, I feel like I have seen it, but
you
I don't remember.
You have seen it when you were younger. You used to have the DVD in your house. But I really love The Memoirs of a Geisha. And then our final one is Adjust My Favourite. That's our favourite movie together.
Okay. Honestly, I just love a rom-com.
I love a
I
good
feel
feel
like
rom-com,
Netflix
yeah.
rom-coms
they don't do
wonder
me.
I finished them all. Some of them are really rubbish. Some of them are all right. Some of them are good. Save the Last Dance was terrible.
I haven't watched anything on Netflix that's like... excited me in a while.
There's a I'll new there's a new show that I watched last night. I can't even remember what it's called, but basically it's about this woman. So it starts off with a woman's in a hospital bed and she's really badly
get the name
bruised
out.
Yeah, oh, this is gonna piss me off. She's really badly bruised and she can't remember what happened to her, and then the story sort of goes back to what happened first and then the events leading up to how this woman came to be in hospital. And it's quite a crazy story. Oh, you have to watch it, hard. I can't even explain it.
Is it about an affair?
Yeah, with a doctor, with a GP.
Oh, I couldn't get into that. I tried to watch it.
But maybe if we've watched the show, we're going to feel chassisid by
now. Yeah.
So but I'm not a chassisid. Like, I did try and do the fast forward thing. My mum was in the room. Do you know what I mean? So...
When okay.
I saw the shoulder and I was like, yum.
We're trying to halalify the podcast, guys.
Stuff
so let's see moving forward. Guys, shall I put you on? I am watching something halal. Okay? You'll like it. I'm not gonna hot you out like that. I'm joking. Anyway, so what I'm watching is a Turkish show.
Kevde Sevda.
Absolutely not, but Kevde Sevda is like number one.
Is it Süleyman Şah?
No.
Ertuğrul.
Ertuğrul
Bey.
No. This show is banging. It's called Hüdevda. Hüdevda. Is that how you say it? Hüdevda.
Hudevda.
Hudevda. Listen, when I tell you, yeah, the lead man, beautiful, the woman, beautiful, the storyline, epic, it's a thriller, there's killing, there's crime, there's love, everything. Everything you can want.
Hudevda.
Hudevda. is on 6 episodes at the moment, but I think you guys should watch it.
Hudevda.
Hudevda. Well, Turkish shows are banging. I'm not going to lie, though. One thing I've realised, with the society where the film takes place, you can often tell what societies are like and what sort of things they're into and how they treat women. Turkish shows are, and I don't want to...
You don't want to rattle the...
I don't want to rattle the bones, but a lot of the themes are like domestic abuse or just violence towards women or women getting in very toxic relationships. Storyline, it works, it's banging. But then I'm thinking, is that what life is like in Turkey?
Is it misogynist?
Is it like, it's giving loads of misogyny, but it's you know, for show purposes, it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
Now, when I look at a Korean show, for example, similar, but they can give a little bit more depth to their stories.
So the Turkish ones are more dramatic?
They're very dramatic, and the storylines are often man, women, love story, but the love stories bang, they're amazing. There's a lot of, you know, DV involved sometimes, or someone's trying to get her, or someone's trying to, or there's like an arranged marriage, and like they're not getting enemies to lovers. Anyway, it's crazy, but the show's banging.
Dramatic effect, isn't it?
Dramatic effect. Anyway,
mise en scène.
Moving on.
If you studied media, you know what I'm talking about.
I did study media. I got an A in GCSE, and then I got a B in A level. So thank you.
Congratulations, Hodda, for thank revealing you. Your GCSEs to us once
thank
again.
Thank you, darling.
Anyway, what else has been happening? So,
Laurie Harvey's got no man no more.
Do you know, the thing about Laurie Harvey is, right, I'm not even mad.
If I had
She to... looks like Hoor Al Ayn. She can have any man she wants. She could Stop go through the rotations like that whenever she wants. She can drop one, she can pick the other one. They're signing NDAs, they can't even speak. She just has the perfect process going on when it comes to men. I'm not even gonna lie.
I agree. I'm not even disputing it. See, if I was not Muslim.
And I was rich
like, and I had a body like Laurie.
Going to Pilates every week, reformer.
And your abs look like that.
Mm-mm.
I'm so sorry, I'm having my fun.
I'm having you know what's all the fun.
You know what's annoying for people in the public eye? Now, if this was an irregular girl, you know, W12, no one knows her except the people in her circle, and she was going out with, let's say, 10 men in the space of 10 years, no one would give a F. But the fact that it's publicised, and everyone knows her next man, and everyone knows if he's, like, in the industry, and everyone knows, like, who that next person is, it kind of, they put this, like...
She's a bit deviant.
It's exacerbated.
But it's ridiculous. Should I tell you why? Because if a man was to do the same thing...
Which they do,
it would be nothing.
No one would say anything.
And the reason why I like Laurie...
They would call them a bachelor.
Should I tell you why I like Laurie? Is the fact that she imposes the NDAs. I like that about her.
So
I think that's very...
I
think it's responsible.
I think so too.
Kudos to her.
If you say anything about me, I'm taking all your money. Imagine how amazing.
It's like they can't say a peep for X amount of years. And I love that. It's like I'm dating responsibly.
I did want it to work out with Damson, I won't lie.
I know, Damson seems like a mesquite.
He seems really sweet.
But also, you know the old one, what's his name?
Michael B. Jordan.
Jordan Johnson. Apparently he was really cut up about the separation between them two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think...
What I read was
he wanted to take things to the next level, i.e. propose. And she was more, I want to be a baby girl. So...
She's like in her late 20s or early 20s.
I know.
Let the girl live.
Let her live.
Like, Laurie doesn't even need to get married or have kids. She's got all the money in the world. She can do what she likes and then choose to have babies.
She can actually, like, she can plan
her life the way she wants.
Exactly. But the babies need to be centered on her.
Yeah.
Not whether or not. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's all about Laurie. It's Laurie's world.
And we're
living in it.
Kudos to you, darling. Right, guys.
Well, poor Damson. I like Damson. You know why? Because he's British.
I do.
And he's a good actor.
He grew up on the block.
Do you know what I mean? He's from ENDS.
Right, guys. Before we start the show, we're going to pay some bills. All right.
We're going to pay some bills.
We're going to pay some bills. Right. Last week we spoke, was it last week or the month before? We spoke about the Bloom Money app, right? We've downloaded it. We're using it. People are sending their money. It's circulating. Now I'm telling you, why have you not downloaded it?
That's what it looks like, guys.
Why have you not downloaded it? Right. Do you want to explain what Bloom Money is quickly?
So Bloom is essentially a money saving app which allows you to create circles with your friends and you get to select the designated amount that you want to save every month. So what it does is you create the circle, send the invitation out to your friends, they accept it, they join the circle, and then each month someone puts the money and it's like a little piggy bank for you and your girls if you want to go on holiday, if you want to go, you know,
little baby shower.
Baby shower.
Little birthday treat.
Birthday treat, anything like that, you've got your Bloom to fall back on. So yeah, download the Bloom Money app today on the App Store.
Indeed.
And if you use our code, you get P's off.
So if you use the code, guys, over sharers, what Bloom Money does is it adds a 4% charge to make sure that your money is secured, make sure that they support with any fraud or any of that business because they want your money to be clean and nice and no funny business on the app. So essentially, if you are saving £100, then they're taking out £104. So the £4 being the charge, which they're hopefully thinking about taking away in the future. But for your first paying, if you use the code OVERSHARERS, the first one's going to be free. So yeah, download the app and make sure you start using it with your friends and let us know how you're using it. By the way, I did this story recently on our Instagram story about ideas surrounding Hegbeds. So as you guys know, Hegbed is how we say it. It's a saving scheme. That's the way we say it in our language. But like in other cultures, I think they call it like Jemia. There's, I think in the Caribbean culture, they might call it partner. But you guys tell me what you guys call it. Most cultures use this form of saving money. So the question to y'all was, share your red flags and green flags when saving with the Hegbed system. And you guys came... You guys came out with the funniest responses. So you basically, someone goes, when you're one of the first ones receiving, it feels like you're giving your money away. That's true if you're like on the first block to receive it. Someone goes, my mom took half my money when my share dropped. That's happened to me so many times. Imagine you're trying to save £500 a month. You get your 7K and your mum's like, give me 3,500.
It happens. You've got to be a little bit hush-hush when you receive your money.
You've got to be quiet. You've got to tell no family member you're doing Hegbed on the side. A green flag is someone goes, zero temptation to spend the money. You are committed for a certain good time. And that's actually true. That 500 that you put away and that you use, it will come back to you as a full balanced amount. How amazing is that?
Quite a few people said the when your mum takes your Hegbed money away. I think that's quite common. Someone said Hegbed makes me mad. Subhanallah. This girl was Hegbed with us and we were 10 each 200. So there's 10 of us each were spent paying £200. Then she was the first person. She took the 2K, went on holiday and refused to pay the following month. And she worked with us and still came to work like she did nothing.
That's She's got no vim. What the hell?
So brazen.
So she goes, I'm not paying the rest. She said, that's it.
She was the first to take it. She went on holiday. She came back to work as if nothing happened.
That's mad.
Someone said, identify the term Hegbed. It's a money saving circle with your local aunties. I got robbed from it, never doing it again. How often does a robbery take place when it comes to Hegbed? And also, like, so I suspect the robbery comes from somebody who knows that this Hegbed is in existence and they know the auntie that's holding the money. So it's someone close to you,
especially if you're in the hood.
That's what I'm saying. So let's say, for example, Harvey's the Hegbed lady. I pay my money to her.
She gets robbed, but
listen to this. Everyone that you're dealing with knows that you're the Hegbed lady.
Yeah.
And then their next connections knows that you're the Hegbed lady. Mm-hmm. And then within that, within those connections, there's going to be one little rotten person that knows about you being the Hegbed lady and that you're storing all this money in your house.
They can't be storing the money in the house, though. That's
they've got to find... But where can they store it? But they can't put it in the bank because obviously it's going to affect...
They're going to do it in the shoebox.
It's going to affect
under the mattress.
They've got to put it somewhere. They've got to bury it.
They don't bury it. They probably put it in their dad box or something.
They've got to put it in a safe. Someone I know this is, I know you guys can resonate with this one. Someone said constantly having to ask when it's your turn. You know what's really annoying?
Oh my God, I've got a story about that. I basically needed my money earlier. This was 2 years ago. I was about to have my baby, guys. I was saving in hopes of using the money to redecorate the house, get a few more baby things, and to treat myself. I got moved from being third person to being the seventh person.
That's liberties.
They took the piss out of me just because I was a little girl.
You just had a baby.
No, I was pregnant at the time.
You're pregnant.
I know, I know. They took the piss out of me and they moved me to seventh.
So I said, I'm Moroccan and my mom enrolled me in the system with her friends. And voila, it's the one. Best thing ever. I can pay my school's tuition every year. Alhamdulillah.
No, it's just put money put away.
Apparently Pakistanis call it the committee. Why does that make me laugh?
The committee.
It reminds me of like royal family being the firm.
The firm, the committee. Someone goes, out of sight, out of mind, and you will definitely won't be transferring from your savings. And that's so true.
That's true, yeah.
It's good. Right. And that, my friends, is Hegbed System. So make sure you download the Bloom Money app and you create your circles with your friends and you let us know how that's going for you guys.
Inshallah.
Right, now let's get on with the show.
Oh, my stomach. Right, so you know, did I tell you that basically I ordered this scarf from H&M not too long ago, yeah? And without me thinking, because all I saw was 80 by 80 satin scarf, I've purchased it, put it on my head today, and I'm seeing Virgo on the side of my head. Tell me why I can see Virgo and Leo on my head.
I can see Aries.
I've got blasphemy on my head.
You do. So I'll rip it off right now.
No, I can't because I'll reveal my...
You'll reveal the hair.
My odour.
The aura.
My aura. But yeah, basically, I'm like, what the hell is going on? I just looked in the mirror today and I was like...
Is that shirk on your head?
A shirk on my head.
Shirk on your head. I'm just saying.
I just want to put it out there that I don't believe in star signs. Father's always talking about Scorpio season. I'm Scorpio.
Yes, I am. Because guys, I'm going to be 30 in 1 week.
Ah! Oh my God.
I'm joining the 30 gang.
Is it actually 1 week? It's next week.
The 30 gang.
16th of November, guys. I'll also tell you Harder's address so you can send gifts. Happy O Box.
Send me a gift. Wink, wink. I'm joking, but yeah. Oh my God.
How are you feeling?
I don't know. I'm a little bit sad, but I'm also happy. I feel like 30 thriving, why not? I feel like this decade of my life.
Do you know what's going to happen?
Be the best decade.
This is what's going to happen. On the 16th of November, you're going to be like, going. And then on the 17th, you're just going to be like, oh, I still feel the same.
I'm not going to lie. In my mind, I feel like I'm 17.
Yeah.
But like body-wise, I feel like a 50-year-old. But like in my mind, yeah. I feel like 17.
You feel like a young person.
I'm youthful in my mental capacity.
But then sometimes I realise how forgetful I am and that I'm not so youthful in the brain. Do you know what I mean?
That's really scary.
I know.
You know, I read somewhere that people with ADHD are more prone to having dementia when they grow up.
Can you? I don't have ADHD for the record.
I'm very forgetful.
But I think it comes from nutritional deficiencies.
I think it comes from not reading Quran and memorizing it. Because I just want to bring it back to this. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my stomach.
I'm just saying.
I agree. I think
people that memorize Quran have too good much, brains.
I think it's too much music. Actually, no, I don't think it's to do with music. Because you know what? Listen to me very carefully, yeah? Before we interrupt, my train of thought. You know, back in the day when I was younger, I knew music lyrics. I could just say it out loud.
Mm.
Now, if I could play the same song today, I don't know the lyrics.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. But with Quran, yeah, I find that there's still familiarity. It's still somewhere there. When you play it, you're like,
of course.
It's in your subconscious.
Yeah.
Although sometimes music is in your subconscious as well. But I think that the trick is you've got to erase the music from the subconscious by reading more Quran.
Mm.
So that the Quran could be in the subconscious.
I know. People that are Hafids don't have dementia, apparently. They don't have memory loss. They don't have dementia.
Why am I laughing?
They've got a sane mind. Why are you laughing?
Why am I laughing?
It's a fact.
The thing is, I feel like dementia, you're going from here to there.
It's true, though.
But come on. Where did you get people that have...
That read Quran have good memories.
Yes, but dementia are less likely to get dementia. That I feel like it's a bit of a stretch.
No, it's actually not. It's actually not.
Yeah, a heckle shake.
I will find the Delil. I'll find the Delil. But I've heard.
You've heard?
I've heard.
It's not something that's been.
From a trusted source.
Reported.
But I've heard from a trusted source that people that memorize the Quran are less likely to have dementia. Or any sort of like memory loss when they're older. And they're also more.
Mine's short-term memory loss though. It's not long-term. It's not long-term memory loss. It's short-term. Like if I had a conversation with you yesterday about something, I'm not going to remember that conversation.
That also shows that.
Why are you getting on to me today?
I'm just saying that also shows if you're not interested or you're not. No, let me be nice. I'm not saying you're not interested. But if you're not present in the moment, it's going to be very hard for you to keep up information and keep that information in. And I've witnessed that with you, Callie. And so have you yourself.
I think it's because I'm self-absorbed.
You could say that.
I think it's because I love myself.
And that's not a bad thing.
Do you know
who
what I mean?
Else is going to love
it's
you?
It's like when other people talk, I don't really care.
And you know what? I actually think that's true, guys. Should we do some home truths today? Let's do some couples therapy like James and Fuad.
On other people talk, I don't care.
I mean, why is that? Why do you not care about others?
I don't know.
What is it in you that feels like you can't care about
others? It's not that I don't care about them. I do care about them.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, when you know a conversation is just jarring. I can't listen to you. And if I am listening, like if because I'm a nice person, I will pretend I'm listening by, you know, non-verbal cues. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people do that. You're doing it right now.
No, right now I'm trying to get us questions. Because I'm trying to test us.
But guys, I love myself. Wallah, I love myself. Alhamdulillah to Allah. Alhamdulillah to Allah. Because he created something amazing.
Ugh, I can't find
the All thing praise to the Most High for creating me.
Wow. I mean, okay. We're going to do how well we know each other quiz. Are you ready? We are cousins. We are besties.
This is going to show how much I listen to you.
This is going to show how much you listen to me. And then you guys, I'm going to prove you right what my stance was, okay? What's my biggest dream?
Do you have a lot of dreams?
Oh my God, I know, I'm business savvy, but I'm not rich. Carry on.
Your biggest dream?
Even I don't know that, I'll be honest.
Something about living in Doha.
Oh, that's soft life.
Something about owning an apartment block and just getting residual income from them.
Oh, Colton, you listen to me.
Your children basically being able to hear the adhan out the window.
Oh, these are recent conversations.
Grow up in a Muslim country.
Oh, these are recent conversations we've had. I love that for you.
What else is a dream of fathers? For this podcast to be an extraordinary means for us to attain freedom. Was I right?
Yeah, essentially. What is my pet peeve in friendships and relationships?
Your pet peeve in friendship and relationships?
I can do yours.
I can do yours. I know yours. Your one is basically when you're doing too much and the other person is not doing as much as you. What's that called? Lack of balance. Lack of balance. Your one is also, yeah. I don't know if I can do this. Gonna bait the tings out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, wait, what else? Like, you don't like dumb communication. You know when someone responds stupidness back to you? Father likes clarity.
Oh, I love that.
Said this. This is what I meant. Now give me a response.
I'm clear.
That isn't dumb.
Straightforward. To the
yes
to
or
the
no. Are you able to do this, yes or no? Well, okay.
What is my most embarrassing memory?
Your most embarrassing memory. I feel like you've had so many blunders in your life. But what is the most embarrassing? What is an embarrassing story that you told me?
I actually have a lot.
Is it probably like you dropping somewhere? You just dropped. I don't know.
Valid. I've dropped in many places.
Are you actually going to tell us what you're embarrassed?
Absolutely not. And then I've got another embarrassing moment for us.
Oh my God, wait, you've got to mouth it to me first. I need to I need to see if this is safe to say. Yeah, we're not telling that story.
Tell the story. But you know what? If we have a if we have a live show one day,
Patreon, we'll tell it on a Patreon.
I'm gonna tell it on the Patreon. There you go.
You'd have to pay for that story.
Guys, till this day, sometimes I sit in my office at work and that comes to my head and I start squealing for dear life. Because I'm like, I cannot believe we did that.
Guys, do you sometimes get these really cringe memories that come into your head and all you want to do is scream?
Because
my one, yeah, whenever I get the cringiest memories of my life come into my head, I just want to go like that.
I remember one time, I think I was like 19, I was like the first time I ever properly spoke to a guy. And like, he must have asked me a question and I just said the most embarrassing line. And you know that line is repetitive in my head at least once a month. It's like my Roman Empire.
Please say the line. Please say it, please.
No, but it's the way I said it. I was like, what the fuck? And then he was like, are you all right?
Oh, that's the worst. You know when a guy looks at you sideways and goes, are you all right?
I was like, yeah, I'm good, sorry. Right, should we do a scenario? I think that's enough of our best friend quiz.
I think we should talk about the Morocco epidemic.
Oh my God, guys, we were talking to Dan. Dan is the owner of the studio that we get. Dan's actually going to come on the podcast one day.
Yeah, so you guys are going to see the man behind the camera.
Maybe soon. In the new year. Anyway, so Dan was telling us, actually you tell us. Cause I didn't
no,
know
so
about
basically
this.
I saw a TikTok from Aki Amon. Yeah. You know Aki Amon, actually, well, I don't know why I really like Aki Amon. Anyway, so Aki Amon says that there's an epidemic of young married men going to Morocco.
Whoa.
And basically getting with a brass.
How can we say what a brass is? A woman of the night.
A lady of the night. So yes.
A lady of leisure.
The epidemic is married men and also, you know, men in relation, basically men in general. All different men's of relationship statuses, particularly Muslim men, are going to Morocco. Now, you know, when you think of Morocco, generally you think of a nice holiday, don't you?
I do. Aesthetic buildings.
Aesthetic buildings, nice markets and ornaments and things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're going there because...
So they're we get what
they're playing
doing.
Away. They're playing away.
Okay.
They're playing away.
But what I didn't understand was the price.
Now, so basically, the reason why they're going to Morocco is because GDP per capita. Now, £100 in the UK can only get you so far.
No, I need to check this.
£100 in Morocco money. Google what £100 in Morocco money is right now. £100 of Morocco money is able to get you a lady of the night.
£100 in Moroccan dinar. Is 1,257.
Now, 1,257 in Morocco is a lot of these women's
salaries,
basically. So they're going shopping with this, they're getting wine and dine with this, and eventually, Merkel Alagina, yeah, they'll be taken somewhere else. And yeah, so that's the epidemic. So ladies, I just want you to know, you know, we're here for you. If your husband goes to Morocco often, please write to us, and we'll be able to deal with this accordingly.
What are you gonna do? Tell her he's paying £120 for a lady of the night. I just don't know what to trust anymore.
What can you do?
What if he says to me, I'm going on a lad's holiday.
To Morocco.
What, now alarm bells ringing?
Alarm bells are ringing.
He could just want to go to Marrakesh.
It could be.
To get a nice little tea and just sit down and go to that place with the blue buildings.
Chef Chachoun.
I really want to go to that place.
Chef Chachoun.
See, now I don't understand. Now that stuff happens in Dubai, so like Dan.
Happens. Yeah, so it happens in Dubai, also happens in Thailand.
It happens everywhere.
But Morocco is obviously easy to get to from the UK and also Dubai, but people aren't going to, you know, go halfway across the world to Thailand to pick up cheap women.
I just think as a man, if you're doing that, you've got no game.
I just think you're like, you. Do you know what it is?
You need to have some self-control.
It's like you've got no source. And you know, I was talking to one of my friends today, yeah? And he said to me, Clotone, you don't even understand. The guys that are going out there, some of them are just the neekiest guys ever. and they've got like these 10 tens sitting beside them. And when it comes, he's like, they're just 10 tens. They're just 10 out of 10 girls.
Yeah, but men have been doing this for the ages.
For the ages, for the longest time. But now, you know. obviously the issue is men in marriage contracts are also being found out to be doing these sorts of things, and therefore compelling Aki Amon to come on the TikTok and say, fear Allah. So,
oh dear God. Right, guys, we're going to do one scenario. Because I can't deal with married men in Morocco. I just can't deal. I'm so sorry.
Did your husband go to Morocco recently?
No. You know, I was so sad. My husband hasn't gone on holiday.
Oh, he's a good
without
man.
Me.
That's really nice.
I know, but I've been the one that's been going on the girls' holidays.
So he's probably looking at you like, what are you getting up
to? No, but I'm with girls.
In New York City.
In New York City. It was so much fun, guys.
So much fun.
Next girl holidays in July. But he's going to be going on holiday in a few months' time. So kudos to you. Enjoy yourself. Not too much fun.
Don't be going Morocco.
Don't be going Morocco because I'll hear about it. I would actually put an Apple... A geotag on him.
No, it's not called a geotag. An AirTag.
That's it. I would put an AirTag
on him.
I would like stitch it into like a jacket but or what, his wallet.
Would an AirTag tell you what's around him?
It would show me what his location is, so I could search up the road and then Google it and see where he's at. Is that crazy?
I think that's normal.
I think that I would do that for my children.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I was thinking about taking Idris to the protest with me on the 11th.
Oh, that's nice. I see loads of people that come with their kids to the protest.
But then my kid is not an ordinary child. No. He likes to run.
He thinks he's Sonic.
Not anymore. Now he thinks he's Spider-Man. But like my point is, he loves running. Okay.
Now he thinks he's Spider-Man.
He thinks he's Spider-Man from the Spider-Verse.
Do you know what
he doesn't
did?
Think he is?
Do you know what
he did?
Enjoys it. Do you know what he did the other day? He Googles Spider-Man glove on my phone, finds a Spider-Man glove that squirts out the juice, and says, "Auntie Callie, can you buy this for me?" And I just thought that was so clever of him to do.
I know, he knows how to write now.
Yeah.
Takes him a while, but he's getting there. He's 5 though, I give it to him.
And what are you planning on air tagging him?
So I wanted to air tag him and like stitch it into his jacket or his jumper so I could find him wherever.
That's actually quite clever, you know.
Like on holiday, I would do that.
That's really smart. Because you know there's a lot of...
Yeah.
Yeah, out there.
Yeah.
And if they would suddenly take the child, TW...
Warning, yeah.
They wouldn't be thinking that there's an AirTag attached to the child.
Let's talk about that for a second. It's brought me to the thoughts of Madeleine McCann. Now, Madeleine McCann's family went on this lovely retreat in Portugal. They went to the resort. Now, they've left their kids with one of the windows open on a ground floor level. And they've left the building, the room that they're in. They went to go have dinner with their friends in the resort restaurant. And their kids are sleeping. To me,
that's wild.
That is so wild, guys.
In a foreign country.
And all their kids were sleeping in a foreign country on the ground floor, not even an apartment. Is that not scary? I would never in my, like, that would never come. Like, when I'm on holiday with my kids, I'm so anxious.
But if you take your kids on holiday, you have to realize that you're basically a slave to your children.
A holiday with children.
It's not an independent girls trip.
No.
It's not a trip with your friends. You've brought your kids.
When I went to Turkey with my son when he was 3 years old, me and my husband used to basically put him to bed, put him in the pushchair, put his little top down, put like a duvet or like my Barty, so like my sheet that I used to sleep with, put that on top of him and enjoy the rest of my night. We used to take him with us, sit outside, have our restaurant. He'd be sleeping throughout it, and he's sitting right next to me. Well, he's sleeping right next to me in his pushchair.
That's fine. It's not disrupting him.
I'm so sorry.
But these are what they decided to leave.
They've left the children. Can you actually think about that? They've left their children. And how old was Madeleine when she left? 3 years old?
I was going to say 6, but I need to Google that.
Can we Google it, please? She was either 3 or 6.
Because if she was 3, that's actually crazy.
But the concept of being left in a hotel resort where anyone's got access to your door, let's be real, that's a madness to me. And they didn't just leave her and her sibling and her friends.
She was 3. She's been missing for 16 years, 6 months and 3 days. Presumed dead in absentia.
Isn't that mad though?
She's missing, presumed dead. 3 years old.
And you've left her in a hotel room. No, like, I'm so sorry, but that's mad to me. When I was
younger, I don't want to say you asked for it, but what did you expect would happen?
In a foreign country.
And you know, there's certain resorts that people can't leave, depending on where they go. You know, for example, at Mexico, if you leave the resort, you could get trafficked.
Yeah.
They've just left a child, a three-year-old child, alone.
And there's so many people in a resort, guys. It's not just you. There's so many people from all over the world. You don't know who's anyone.
But that's such an unlucky thing to happen. Shall I tell you why? Any other day you leave your child, because I'm not even going to lie. You know, sometimes when we were younger, like, you know, I don't know if I want to...
So, like, your mum goes to the shop quickly while you guys...
Yeah, comes out and she used to leave us alone. There was quite a few of us together. But, like, what are the chances, yeah?
No, but at night, sleeping, cold to
No, no, she'll never leave us alone at night. It's a daytime thing. It's like she's quickly heading out to grab something from Mr. Patel's. Anyway, RIP Mr. Patel. What would happen? I just think it's very unlucky. I just think it's such an unlucky
No, obviously,
thing.
I'm not trying to blame
her. What are the chances of you going out to dinner in Portugal in your resort, which isn't that far from your hotel room? What are the chances that you come back and your child's just not there? I don't think there's a high chance.
No, but why would you even risk it?
You wouldn't risk it. It's a very dumb thing for them to do, and they probably regret.
Of course they do, but when I was little, I didn't understand that.
But conspiracy time. I've also heard that, like, the story's fabricated.
Oh, the story of the child sleeping?
No, I heard that the disappearance of Madeleine McKay is a massive lie.
Really?
Yeah.
What? That's news to me. Where are you getting this from?
It's a conspiracy.
What's your deal?
Okay, so basically...
Where's your facts?
Are you ready for this one? I heard it's a lie.
What, the whole thing?
Not the whole
You know thing. They're still funding it?
So, firstly, they thought that, you know, the McCanns were in on the disappearance, yeah? Do you remember? There used to be a lot of conspiracy theories coming out of this. And there was also... It's just weird. Do you not think it's weird? A woman came forward recently claiming she was Madeleine McCann.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't on TikTok.
There's just a lot of stuff around this one case.
But there's a German man that was in prison for a long time who confessed to the murder.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. But they need to specify that. Anyway, I just find that whole concept very... I know I'm being a judgy parent, but I'm not gonna lie. Couture's crazy.
Well, like, the white mums are going to come for me.
They are. Anyway, guys, one scenario. Can we do it?
Wait, we've got to round this off. So why did we bring up Madeleine McCann again? Oh, because you thought it was wild that they left a three-year-old alone.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think Gary McCann and Kate. Kate and Jerry?
Yeah.
Kate and Jerry were very irresponsible that night.
I think so too.
And, you know, they're probably beating themselves up 16 years later.
How sad. Anyway, guys, listen.
Do you think I sound quite husky? Hello.
Hello, darling. You sound a bit AI to me sometimes, you know that.
Hello, sweetheart.
Can you sound very AI? Caltoon Fidel.
Attention, all students.
You sound like you're from Harry Potter.
Please.
Avada Kedavra.
No, no, you're good. It's attention, all students. Can everyone please make their way to the Great Hall immediately? To the Great Hall. Avada Kedavra.
No, I said it first. Loomis. Go.
Crucio.
You're trying to torture me. Avada Kedavra.
All right. Hi, I'm a huge supporter of you guys. And seeing how much you've grown makes me so happy and proud to be part of this girlhood community.
We love that.
Guys, can I tell you, the way you lot start the scenario, like, so they're not a man.
Well, I love it. I love it so much.
The way you gas us up is, thank you.
It's the Oversharers Club. We are a community. We are a one. We are all womanhood. Let's go.
I'm writing to you guys to get some big sister advice.
Ooh. I'm in my 30s, I'm a big sister now.
I don't like being a big sister. No. I don't want it. Don't call me a big sister.
No.
I'm 23 from Wales. Oh, okay.
Is it bad? Wait, pause. Is it worse than being called an auntie? Wallahi. I know. Did I tell you the story once when I was on a bus on the E8, yeah? And this boy's from a school I did, right? And I was on FaceTime and then, like, I dropped something and the boy was like, here you go, Javier.
What were you wearing that day? Because
Did you see that picture I sent in the group chat?
Yeah,
the other
sometimes I actually look like a
proper hoy. I was disgusting. Anyway, carry on.
Just, I'm just saying, I wouldn't have got the habanero treatment.
I think you would. Count on. I think you
I
would.
I don't think I would.
You look like a cool habanero.
No,
but
I
you
don't.
You still look like a habanero.
I look like a big sister.
You
don't. You look like a habanero.
You don't. You.
No, I don't.
You give rich auntie vibes.
No, I give rich big sister vibes.
No, you don't. Colton's like clinging on to her youth. Anyway, carry on.
I'm 23 from Wales. I have been in a relationship for a few months now. Haram, I know. And it's been the most stressful period of my life.
Oh my God. Sorry, sis.
Along with the passing of loved ones and academic stress, I always thought a boyfriend will be there to support and help ease the situation.
The devils. Sorry.
Tell me why I ended up with the complete opposite. We were good? Amazing at first, but as months went by, I realised not everything is sunshine and rainbow. I'm not saying I had unreachable high expectations, but I also shouldn't be begging for the bare minimum.
We've got a lot to say about this, don't we?
I just hate a bare minimum man.
I hate a bare minimum
There's
man.
There's nothing I hate more than a bare minimum man.
It's the worst thing in the world. There's just, why? If you're not even going to put in the effort, why even bother?
Why even approach me?
You're just wasting my time.
Exactly.
But you know what, girls? I think that's what we should say. I think we should say, if you're not offering this, 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 and this with the hope of less getting married, you know, with the hope of going to my willy, what is the point? And even after my willy, what are you providing?
But you know what men
do? How are you going to support me?
These beeps, they're so smart. They know that they're not going to do that.
But they do it anyway.
And they still go ahead and pursue
you. Still finesse
you.
The thing.
They're so selfish. So selfish.
Right, anyway, carry on. We do this thing where we talk through the scenario, and I think we should finish the scenario.
Right, okay. I've been put in a situation where I'm questioning my worth from little things like the videos he likes on TikTok and the way he would act around his friends. But after I made it clear that I do not have time to waste and that he's either going to fix up or I'm gone for good, I did see a major difference. He has prioritized me in every way and has been there for me more than ever. Maybe we spoke too soon. However, just when things were looking good for us, a past incident of his creeped back into his life.
Oh, God.
I don't want to get into the incident too much, but it does mean he either stays around or gets locked up.
What?
I wasn't expecting this.
Wait, what?
So he she's
in jail.
She doesn't want to get into the incident too much, but it does mean he either stays around or gets locked up.
I'm assuming that's jail.
Yes.
Okay.
I think. I've already met his family and my family know him too, which makes it harder. I don't know if this is something worth sticking around for because as a woman, I have the right to expect stability from my spouse, but how can I do that if he gets locked up? The fact that we never had peace makes me feel like it's a sign from God. I know I need to do my istikhara and tahajjud prayers, but is there any other advice that you guys can give me? Please help me. I feel so torn. Love you, girlies.
Wait, guys, I zoned out. So
he's going to jail, basically.
Then don't do it.
Don't do it.
I did the thing. So
oh my
sorry.
God, remember that time I had the...
Remember that time I had the...
Don't do it, girls.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. It's just a waste of time.
And don't do that meme where the girl's like, don't do it, don't do it. Oh, I did it.
I did,
like,
just
don't do it.
Honestly, it's time to say goodbye to him.
A jailbird.
Nah, it can't be happening.
You love your life way too much to be that girl to wait. I'm so sorry.
He needs to set you free. You need to set yourself free.
I'm so sorry, but going to jail is like... It's a free gateway to this is over, it's done. Like 100%. There's nothing between us. Especially as a Muslim girl, like, no.
No, you're not wasting your time for someone. He messed up. He's, you know what I mean?
He wasn't even treating you right to begin with.
He wasn't treating you right, but suddenly he wants to be nice when he realises he's getting locked up soon. Girl. It's a very convenient that he suddenly has a major change.
He woke up.
In his behaviour. He got a letter saying... Your bail
HMP Felton is pending.
He got a letter saying your bail, you're going to court, mate. And he basically, my man got found guilty.
And then he thought, let me grow a conscience, make sure my girl stays with me the whole sentence.
Meanwhile, he knows he got bagged.
Let's think about this clearly. My man wants you, right, to come to HMP Feltham in your outfit, looking really nice, to come visit him every month, to bring him cookies.
Now that is the bare minimum. That is the bare minimum.
He can't even do the bare minimum anymore. He can't do nothing. He can't do nothing for you in jail.
What shocks me, he wants to do a little telephone call, like 12 in the afternoon.
What shocks me is you're considering it.
No,
girl.
You are worth more. You are everything and beyond. Allah has the world in store for you. You can meet your future millionaire. He's right. He could be sitting on the train next to you.
I want to know how long he's going inside for.
Anything more than 2 years, anything more than 6 months,
I'm not doing it. I don't think
I just think she should dead the whole thing.
I don't think the girl should do it at all.
No, ew.
No, there should be no jailbird relationship. If a man has done something wrong and he gets bagged, that's on him. It's got nothing to do with you anymore.
Absolutely not.
That's your opportunity to say,
go. But also what I was going to say is, sorry, that was very underwhelming, wasn't it?
I thought you were going to say something.
But what I am going to say
let me just quickly finish. Yeah. It's your opportunity. The ball's in your court, sis. And you can just lock it off there and then done.
You could be that girl.
The one that got away.
She needs to go in her independent era. She needs to be the one that got away era. That's what she needs to go. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need to think about this. We need to open your eyes to see. You need to open your brain right now, and we need to show you your worth.
Shall I make it up? Oh, she's 23 years old, yeah. We were younger than her when we were considering our...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I just feel like...
She's a baby girl.
You weren't that much older than me when I had my little jailbird situation.
But, like, the point is, mine wasn't jailbird. Mine was a fugitive. But, like, the point is... Oh my God.
I'm hot.
But what I'm trying to say to you is, he weren't treating you right to begin with. You are 23. You have your whole life ahead of you. You are beautiful. You are Muslim. You are connected to Allah. You know what you want in life. You're getting your money. You're getting your bag. How are you going to be waiting by the phone like some damsel in distress for a guy in HMB Feltham?
Who wasn't even treating you right from the beginning. I just know the man started acting right when he got the guilty plea. I'm so sorry.
It's factual.
Like,
his life flashed before his eyes.
He said, I'm going to lose my girl.
How selfish. How selfish.
That's so selfish.
That's so selfish.
Now, if he was acting right from the beginning, if he was showering you with money, with roses, with, you know... Dinners here, there, everywhere. Okay, maybe me and Harper.
Not even that. What if he was a really good person to you? Maybe you could consider it. But he wasn't even like
He was nice. He was an asshole.
Oh, please, you've got your whole life ahead of you.
And you're 23.
Yeah. Like,
this is like prime time for you to meet nice people who you aren't breaking the law.
You know what she needs to do?
Everyone's breaking
nice,
the law.
Everyone's breaking the law.
We're all breaking the law.
No, I'm not.
From the river to the sea is breaking the law. As far as Suella's concerned.
Oh, don't even talk about Suella. She really aggravates me. Like, the fact that they can even call the march on the 11th the hate march, and then they're getting the right-wing people to come and attack us. Not us, per se. It's just crazy. Anyway, moving back to this girl. I'm going to make dua that I move to Doha and live my soft girl life. Anyway.
Back to the scenario.
Yeah, you're 23. You've got your whole life ahead of you. This man is not your end-all, be-all.
Let's give her a picture of what life would be like if she decided to wait for this man. So first and foremost, you're going to be communicating with him via letters.
No, but unless he's
he's smuggled a telephone in there.
And got his through his friend's butthole. Like, let's be real, because that's how they smuggle it, no?
Yeah. Secondly, you're probably going to go on those visits where you go and see him, but the visit has to be, isn't it, he has to approve for the person to come and see them? Or they...
I don't know. I've never been to jail.
You know, there's loads of processes in place. And I just think, like, is it... Are you, like... Do you really want to go to all that effort?
That heartache.
It's long. And you know what's going to happen in those letters? He's going to mind boggle you even more.
He's
going to emotionally manipulate you even more. Exactly, because he's the one in the desperate situation. Now, I need you to go back to how he was treating you before he found out he got bagged. Take your mind to how he was treating you when he thought he was a free man.
Also, you already had doubts about him. Now, do you want to make a lifelong decision with a man that you had doubts about? Did she not have doubts?
She said, yeah. He was the complete opposite. We were amazing at first. As months went by, I realised not everything is sunshine and rainbows. I'm not saying I had unreachable high expectations, but I shouldn't be begging for the bare minimum.
I can't deal! I can't, and now it's, now you're going to be begging for more.
She was questioning her worth.
Guys.
No, God, the minute you start questioning your worth, that is basically your cue to leave.
You are worth
return to
more.
Sender. Go back to where you came from. Forget the man.
I think, you know what she should do? I think she needs to get a book. She needs to write everything down that she wants in a man. Yeah? The things that make her happy.
She didn't like the way he would act around his friends. If he was disrespecting her around her friends, I'm so sorry. I'm fuming if that's what was happening.
If he was acting hot.
Around his friends when she was there.
And now he's in jail.
And now he's in jail. No,
you better drop him. You better drop him.
Dead that.
Dead that now. But what I was saying to you is you need to write down everything that you want in a man. And then you need to write down the things that this man has. He probably falls short on a lot of things. And that will show you if he's the right person for you or not.
And then she said, after I made it clear that I do not have time to waste and that he's either going to fix up or I'm gone for good. Girl, you have time to waste. You're 23 years old.
Well, no, you should be living your best life.
Living your best life.
As a person that's about to enter their 30s, I am telling you now, from the ages of 19 to 22, I was living my best life.
I was living my best life.
Like, enjoy yourself. I'm still living my best life. Enjoy yourself. Oh my God.
But then, look. So she said, she basically gave him the ultimatum. She said, if you don't fix up, I'm gone for good.
Now, when I say enjoy yourself, I don't mean go out and do haram things.
No.
I'm just saying be free.
Just prioritise yourself.
Do you know what I mean?
Your health, your wealth.
Live your soft girl life.
Exactly, your holidays. So she gave him the ultimatum, said if he doesn't fix up, I'm gone for good. And that's when she saw a major difference. Now, this is the bit that I want to be clear about. I want to know
the intent behind that.
The major difference.
I want to know the major difference.
Because the intent there is so important.
Did he make that difference because he was going to jail? That's what I want to know.
He has prioritised me in every way and has been there for me more than ever. Who suddenly does that? What man suddenly does that after an ultimatum?
No, but even if he did, let's say, look, you know what? Let's just reverse. Even if he turned out to be a really good guy, at 23 years old, are you going to hold yourself out for someone in jail?
Then she said a past incident of his creep back into his life. I don't think it creeped back. I think he'd been knowing. He'd been knowing he's going to jail.
No, but my point is, even if he's a good guy, Colton, let's say he changed and let's say he was treating her well, right? Just pause, listen to what I'm saying to you. Let's say he's changed and he's treating her well. Would she still wait for someone at 23 years old?
No, absolutely
I don't
not.
Think you should.
Sorry, absolutely not.
No.
But can I just say, yeah, she's 23 years old. He's probably, what, early 20s as well, right? Can we just talk about men in those age categories for one moment? They're very into the fast life. They're very into, do you know what I mean? Mm. They're not thinking about... like,
settling down.
I'm sorry, he's thinking about
he's 23, and if he's in the streets like that, like you're saying,
and things are creeping up on him from what he from things that he did before, like I'm 23.
Wallahi, this girl, you're gonna wake up at 28 and this situation is gonna give you the ick. You're gonna wake up and be like, oh, I can't believe I even went through that.
I can't even waste my time,
like ew.
I'm so sorry. But this guy who's treating her like shit, then he suddenly has a major life change and he wants to be a better person. And then an incident creeps up. It's just all too convenient.
Too much. Dead it.
He's holding on to her now for dear life. He's probably thinking, go, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to rope her in. He's going to do everything. He's going to be everything that you want him to be because he knows he's going away. And I just need you to be ready for that. He's going to say, I'm getting married when I come out.
He's gonna drop the bombs.
He's gonna drop every little thing to keep you there until he comes back. When he comes back, you know, he might reward you for the good behaviour of you staying patient, keep your mouth
shut. But
is
that the life you want? Do you want that life? Do you want the bare minimum?
And let me be really honest, when he does come out, his prospects are gonna be lowered severely. He's not gonna be able to get a job like he used to get a job back in the day. He's not gonna be accepted into society as easily as you think he is. It's true.
Mm.
Men who come out of jail, it takes a long time for them to resettle and it takes a long time for society to accept them back.
And it's not just society. It takes a long time for him to get out of those streets and that lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You have to also be prepared for the fact that he might reoffend.
He might go back in.
Because there's no prospects out there for him anymore because he's got a criminal record. Is that really the life you want to live?
Drop him. Drop him. It's not nice.
But I apologize. Apologies to people that have been in jail and been able to rebuild their lives. But the...
Is it worth it, though?
Is it worth, like... As a woman, if you want to wait...
She's a baby girl. She's 23 years old. Her life is just starting. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
I just don't think so.
Is this going to bring you closer to Allah if you wait for this man? I don't think so. It's going to take you further away. It's gonna take over your mind. You're going to obsess over it. I don't think it's needed.
But I'm just going to say this, like... Do you know what it is? It's like she's in the lovey-dovey, like, I love him phase. Do you know what I mean? It's my man, my man, my man. And I just need her to understand that when this guy comes out of jail, he's not going to be the same. He's not going to be the same. People go through things. Do you know what I mean?
No, but also, like...
mentally, he's going to be a different person. He would have changed. You would have changed. He's going to come out and... I'm so sorry. He's not going to be able to provide for you like you think he's going to be able to provide for you.
It's not even the providing part, though. Like,
but she wants. She clearly wants to be with this man and stuff, be married to this man.
But my other point to her is, why would you put yourself in this box of being the person to wait and being the person to make the massive sacrifice that she's having to make? Because it's a sentence for him, but it's also a sentence for her. It's torturous if you can't be with the person that you want to be with. I don't think it's even fair for him to put her in that situation and be like, wait for me.
But he probably hasn't. She's a woman. She's a woman. She's thinking, oh, my man, my man, my man.
Yeah, she's thinking about loyalty. But yeah. I just don't think she should put herself in that position. If he comes out.
I just think, yeah, I just know, Carly, like, come on. What if it's like a 6-year stretch? Like, really?
I would never.
Really? If it's 3 years gets half, like.
No. I would never wait 3 years of my life for a man, no.
I wouldn't.
I'm so sorry.
I wouldn't wait.
But at 23, I could see why. I would say. But at this
because
big old age now.
You wear your heart on your sleeve.
Exactly.
You're just a baby girl and your frontal lobe hasn't developed. I need you to listen to me. There is no way on earth, yeah. There is no way you're going to wait for a man to do a jail sentence and then come out so that he can marry you. No!
No.
No.
As you called us your big sisters earlier. Listen to us. It's a no.
It's a no.
Live your life.
I just...
You are worth more. And I'm actually being serious. Like, you've got so much more to offer. It's not even about another man or you meet this or you meet...
It's about you.
It's about you.
It's about you.
You don't need that hell. I'm so sorry. There's no ride or die. Ride or die does not exist.
It's a lie.
It's a lie that the men tell us. So we stay. It's not real.
He's going to do the most. I'm going to marry you after my sentence.
Can you think about our children?
I'm going to get my family to look after you while I'm in there.
I love you.
I love you, baby.
He's going to send you Valentine's Day cards 2 months in advance.
He's going to do the most.
It's not worth it.
He's going to buy you things before he goes inside. Here's a card, babe, just so you know I love you. Don't fall for it because today, I'm telling you now, there is a separation happening between you guys.
No, I love my life too much to be doing
I love that. My life too.
I'm so sorry. I want to have my... I want to just be happy.
You're not... I'm telling you now, she's not going to look at him the same in a couple of months. Mm-mm. She's going to realise she made the best decision for herself.
And you're going to move on.
You're going to move on and you're going to meet someone who is actually worth...
Your time.
Your time. Who isn't going to just... Do you know what I mean? Imagine this guy comes back, reoffends her though.
And it's not even... You know what? We're not even...
You're pregnant in between. And he's gone back in jail. No.
I can't. It's my worst nightmare.
He's going to go down a cycle of reoffending. This is why the criminal justice system is so effed. Because they really don't help ex-prisoners. They don't help them resettle back into normal life again. All they've done is just clipped their wings at every given moment. If they want to change something, if they want to become something. Da, da, da. Oh, criminal record. What?
And then they're forced to go back.
Forced to go back.
Actually.
And they become career criminals.
Crazy. Anyway, sis, let us know. Make sure you pray your tahajjud. Make sure you pray your istikhara. Make sure you ask Allah to help ease this pain that you're going through. Anyway, guys, we love you guys so much. Thank you guys for supporting us.
We want to pray for the people of Palestine in the occupied territories who are going through the most horrific situation that we have ever seen, we've ever experienced on our screens.
And we want Allah to remove all obstacles. I just end the occupation.
End the occupation. Admit those who have passed away as to Jannah.
As martyrs.
And hopefully, you know what I mean? We see brighter days.
I just want to see, I just want to trust the government again. Not that I ever trusted them, but I just want to feel.
Do you know what? I read this one thing that said, you know how like the Oslo Accords, the Geneva Convention, all these rules.
It means nothing. It's
all these rules were written by white men so that, and they're used to persecute.
And control.
And control people that aren't, you know, the Western superpowers.
Can I just say right
because
now.
Because look, how many atrocities are being committed right now?
So many. And
are they
going to
be tried for war crimes?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But who usually gets tried for war crimes? The brown people.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I was going to say to you is, at the moment, it is World War III. Because Yemen, Lebanon, I think parts of Syria are all currently bombing Israel. But they don't show that on the main stations, do they?
Yemen's bombing Israel.
Yeah. They declared war on them.
I thought they were stopped. I thought they continued. Oh, really?
Yeah. Iraq, Hezbollah in Lebanon and Iraq are also bombing Israel as well. I got this fact from Richard Medhurst. You guys should listen to him on TikTok. He's an independent journalist. But that's not what they're showing you. And also Israel has a lot of casualties soldier-wise. And also America recently did something. I think they were spying on Hezbollah or Hamas, one of those ones nearer to the region. So they're heavily involved as well. And also recently America took one of their main ships for nuclear power to one of the seas as a sign of threat to the other three. So I just feel like the media is continuing not to showcase things, and also we have to just be out there to find our own independent news
formats. We have to do our own reporting.
And the other thing I was going to say is what makes me really sad is the fact that
our own investigations
yeah. But like the other thing that makes me sad is the fact that now Palestinians who are currently living in Gaza, going through all that horrific stuff, who are documenting, asking for help us, protect us, this is what's happening to us, and now recently been told Israeli have commented and said that those three main people that they talked about are terrorists supporting Hamas to be journalists for them, which I think is utterly
disgraceful.
It's disgusting and disgraceful.
Yeah. Well, we have to talk about the natural gas exploration licenses that have recently been granted.
Oh yeah. Did we not talk about that last week?
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't.
Did we discuss?
I'm gonna check the time.
It's 9:03.
We've passed our time.
We've got to quickly say it because like people need to know that this situation, why all these superpowers are being quiet, is because they've all got a stake in the fact that...
So Israel recently...
discovered loads of natural gas and oil and stuff just off their seas, just outside Haifa, basically. Mm. And it's also been discovered in the maritime borders within Gaza as well. Mm-hmm. But
also the Swiss...
Palestinians have been blocked from... Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to, basically, even though it's within their territories. It's been going on since 2010. I've been looking into it.
Really? That's
yeah, so since 2010. Also, there's a lot of Arab countries involved as well. Egypt, Lebanon. But what Israel want is to not have to rely on Russian or other countries...
I think it's an orchestrated plan natural gases. By the West.
They want Arab countries to, and they don't want to rely on Saudi Arabia's oil. They want to be able to rely on, they want other Arab countries to rely on them, Egypt to rely on them, Lebanon to rely on them.
But also that explains, and if you listen to Richard Medhurst, you'll get this. He does this really good talk on the Swiss, what's it called? The Suez Canal.
Suez Canal.
That's just between Egypt and Israel, and just between Palestine, Israel and Gaza, basically in that area. And that huge canal basically is the gateway for east to west and west to east. So for them to move their ships with goods and things. And that's the smallest canal that they can move it through.
So think about it. We've got the Gaza Canal project.
Yeah.
We've got lots of untapped resources in the oceans, natural gas, oil. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all what's been happening in the background.
But that Suez Canal.
There's another thing, yeah.
Wait.
So wait. Before I continue.
I'm reading. I'm loving it.
So you know how Rishi Sunak's wife. I'm gonna get sacked for this. I know. But listen to this. You know how Rishi Sunak's wife is the owner of that company Infosys.
Yeah.
So Infosys recently, I can't remember when, but in the last couple of months, has signed a deal with BP. BP is looking for natural gas in the Leviathan Sea. It all links.
It's so crazy. And now that Israel are thinking about building their own canal to support the US and the West is even more crazy. And guess where that canal goes through? It goes through Gaza.
Loads of companies. There's an Abu Dhabi oil company that also is working with the Israeli one. This is why the UAE are sending aid to Israel during war.
It's mad. But also, this also attaches to the BRICS, which is Russia, China, South Africa. I've got all the other countries. But they are trying to demonetize the dollar. The dollar is on the brink. If the BRICS becomes the main currency for those four main countries, and I think China's in one of them, China and Russia, South Africa, I've got India, BRICS, can't think of the other one. Anyway, if they all want to become one economy in terms of one salary, one money, one coin, similar to the dollar to like counteract it. So if that happens and they start buying oil with the BRICS coin, the currency, the dollar goes down. And I feel like this, and then it's just so much,
do you know
much,
what they
guys.
Said about what's out there in the sea, basically, within the Gaza maritime border? There's enough natural gas to basically be able to, you know, light the town for I think it's like 15 years. And then in the Leviathan Sea, which is quite close to Haifa, for 40 years, it can like support the economy or support the country. And keep it lit for 40 years.
And they're getting shook now, the West. Now that Russia is, you know, putting on sanctions, what's happening in Ukraine, the fact that they're putting on crazy sanctions on Russia.
But you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to the countries that aren't speaking up. Yeah. Or the countries that are actively supporting Israel.
Stopping the idea of ceasefire.
Ceasefire. Unable to even call for peace.
What's his name? Justin. What's his name? The Canadian president?
Trudeau.
When he was... He literally said it, ceasefire. And then he took it back. He was like, no, a humanitarian pause. Also, how evil is a humanitarian pause? What, you're going to give me a sip of water and then you're going to start bombing me again?
It's ridiculous. Right. You've got to pay attention to the countries that are unable to call for a ceasefire. But they're all getting rich off it.
They're all making bang. Do you know how much money, if Israel creates that canal on top of Gaza, everyone in the West is eating.
Rishi Sunak.
They don't have to rely on this.
Invested 1.5 million into BP. Just 1.5 million. The company's worth like, you know, she's just like as rich. She's richer than the Queen Elizabeth II, God rest her soul. Do you know what I mean? She invested pocket change because she knows. Do you know what I mean?
Something's going to come out of it.
There's a big payout.
That's what I'm saying.
Big payout
it's
coming.
Crazy. Anyway, guys, that we have passed, overpassed.
But guys, take what we say with a pinch of salt.
We are two dumb girls.
We're two dumb girls. We're just giving you ideas to go and do your own research.
Richard Medhurst, go look him up. He's really good and very, very, very knowledgeable in this. Anyway, guys, we love you guys so much. Thank you so much. We love you. Subscribe. Do all the talks. Make sure you leave those Spotify and Apple reviews. And guys, what's happening to my YouTube family?
What?
No one's watching our YouTube videos. So
I know,
carry
on.
Anyway, we love you guys.
We love you guys. We'll understand you lot are going through it. I know. We all are. All we can do every morning is wake up and look at Mataza's story and look at...
Oh my God, B-San.
B-San. Look at Plesia. I don't know her name. I'm not going to lie. But wallahi, that's all we do. That's what people are doing all day every morning is they're looking to see if these people are alive.
Anyway, guys, we love you.
Bye. Bye, guys. We love you so much. We love you guys so much. You're the best.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.